You still say, I believe in him.
记得
Remember, this is the vow of Ruth.
所以什么叫做与基督联合呢?
What does it mean to be united with Christ?
路德跟波阿斯联合的故事是怎么开始的?
How did the union of Ruth and Boaz is union with the will of God?
你爱不爱神的旨意?
You love the will of God?
还当神的旨意是苦的时候,
When the will of God is bitter,
你是不是像二八一样就离开了呢?
Are you like Orpah and you leave?
如果神的旨意叫拿俄米,
if the will of God is called Naomi,
如果神的旨意是甜的话,
if it's sweet,
我们是不是都一起来跟随他呢?
We will all follow?
弟兄姊妹，你肯不肯把自己奉献给你
？Are you willing to consecrate yourself to the Lord?
你叫这条是荣耀的路。
Now this is a glorious way.
明白吗
？You see that?
从摩亚地到迦南地。
So from Moab to the land of Canaan.
这是荣耀的途径。
This is a glorious way.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这里有眼泪
，There is tears.
这里有损失
，There is a loss.
这里有苦难
，There is suffering.
你肯不肯走这条路
？Are you willing to walk this way?
你能不能说
？Can you say?
无论神的旨意在哪里，你都愿意在哪里
？No matter where the will of God is, there you will be also. Wherever the will of God is, he will dwell there.
神的旨意在哪里死，你也在哪里死。
Wherever the will of God dies, you will die there.
神的旨意是在十字架上死。
The will of God died on the cross.
主耶稣死在十字架上。
When the Lord Jesus died on the cross.
所以请记得
，Brothers and sisters,
你愿意背起你十字架来跟从他
？Are you willing to take up your cross and follow the Lord?
明白吗
？Do you understand?
这个就是路德记了。
This is the book of Ruth.
路德记第一章
，Ruth chapter one，
给我们看见什么
？Shows us what.
路德记给我们第一章。给我们看见路德乃是一个外邦的女子。
Ruth chapter 1 shows us that Ruth was a Gentile woman.
是远远离开神。
She was far away from God.
她不光蒙了恩典。
She not only received grace.
现在她能够被带到就被带着什么被带到迦南。
Now she may be brought into the land of Canaan.
哦，感谢主。
Brothers and sisters,
这不是我们蒙恩的故事吗
？Isn't this a way of salvation for us?
所以请记得。
Remember.
我们基督徒怎么成长呢
？How does us Christians grow?
第一步
，the first step.
要看见一切都是恩典。
We have to see that everything is grace.
我们今天怎么可能在基督里呢
？How can we be in Christ today?
怎么可能在迦南地呢
？How can we be in the land of Canaan?
这都是一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
但另一面
，But secondly,
这条路是很清楚。
This way is very clear.
是往荣耀去的路。
It's the way towards glory.
也是十字架的道路。
It's also the way of the cross.
你愿意不愿意
？Are you willing?
在你愿意不愿意对神的旨意
？Are you willing for the will of God?
有一个愿，就像路德所许的愿一样。
To have a vow just like the vow of Ruth.
那这样我们就开始进步。
Then we can continue to improve.
然后我们就进到第二章。
Then we enter into chapter 2.
And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after one in whose sight I may find favor."
Naomi 说：“女儿啊，你只管去。”
And she said to her, "Go, my daughter."
路德就去了，来到田间，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗。
So she departed and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz, who was the family of Elimelech.
她恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田。
And she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz.
波阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割的人说：“愿耶华与你们同在。”他们回答说：“愿耶华赐福于你。”
Now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, "May the Lord be with you." And they said to him, "May the Lord bless you."
波阿斯问监管收割的仆人说：“那是谁家的女子？”
Then Boaz said to his servant who was in charge of the reapers, "Whose young woman is this?"
监管收割的仆人回答说：“是那摩亚女子跟随拿俄米从摩亚地回来的。”
And the servant in charge of the reapers answered and said, "She is a young Moabite woman who returned with Naomi from the land of Moab."
他说：“请你容我跟着收割的人拾取打捆剩下的麦穗。他从早晨直到如今，除了在屋子里坐一会儿。”常在这里。
And she said, "Please let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves." Thus she came and has remained from the morning till now. She has been sitting in the house for a little while.
波阿斯对路德说：“女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我使女们在一起。”
Then Boaz said to Ruth, "Listen carefully, my daughter. Do not go to glean in another field. Furthermore, do not go on from this one, but stay here with my maids."
我的仆人在那块。哪块田收割，你就跟着他们去。我已吩咐仆人不可欺负你。你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。
Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Indeed, I have commanded the servants not to touch you. When you are thirsty, go to the water jars and drink from that what the servants draw.
路德就是匍匐在他 在地叩拜，对他说：“我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢？”
Then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your sight that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner?"
波阿斯回答说：“自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，到素不认识的民中，这些事全都告诉我。”
And Boaz answered and said to her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me. How you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and came to a people that you did not previously know."
愿耶华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
May the Lord reward your work and your wages be full from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge.
路德说：“我主啊，愿在你眼前蒙恩。我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还用慈爱的话安慰我的心。”
Then she said, "I have found favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and indeed have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants."
到了吃饭的时候，波阿斯对路德说：“你到这里来吃饼，将饼沾在醋里。”路德就在收割的人旁边坐下，他们把烘了的麦穗子递给他，他就吃饱了。
And at mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come here that you may eat of the bread and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar." So she sat beside the reapers, and he served her roasted grain, and she ate and was satisfied and had some left.
还有剩余的，他就起来又拾取麦穗。波阿斯吩咐仆人说：“他就是在捆中拾取麦穗也可以容他，不可羞辱他，并要从捆中抽出些来，留在地下，任他拾取，不可吃喝他。”
When she rose to glean, Boaz commanded his servant, saying, "Let her glean among the sheaves, and do not insult her. And also you shall purposely pull out for her some grain from the bundles and leave it that she may glean, and do not rebuke her."
那现在我们来到第二章。
So now we have come to chapter 2.
我们知道路德本来是在摩亚地。
Now we knew that Ruth used to be in the land of Moab.
她在摩亚因为地缘的缘故，她认识地的每一草每一木。
Now, and because she knew the land of Moab, she knew the land of Moab.
但现在来了一个完全陌生的地。
But now she's come to a strange land.
在摩亚地她知道怎么生活，怎么生存。
In Moab, she knew how to survive.
但是现在是一个完全崭新的地方，她怎么生存？
But now she came to a new place. How would she survive?
我们没有得救以前，我们知道在这世界里面怎么过日子。
Before we were saved, we knew how to survive in this world.
我们得救以后，我们就被放在基督里。
After we're saved, we have been placed in Christ.
我们就来到了基督那测不透的丰富里面。
We come and enter into the unsearchable riches of Christ.
那现在我们要问。
But now we want to ask.
过去我们知道怎么过日子。
In the past we knew how to live our lives.
那现在在迦南美地怎么过日子。
But now how do we live our lives in the land of Canaan?
我们得救了。
After we're saved.
我们蒙恩了。
After we're saved.
那我们应该怎样的生活呢？
How do we live?
这就是第二章的开始。
This is the beginning of chapter 2.
他说拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。
Now Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz.
那这就告诉我们说一个农场主人。
So here it speaks about a owner of a field.
他是个大财主。
He was very wealthy.
所以呢圣灵先点一下这个。
Now the Holy Spirit just touched upon this.
然后呢接着是摩亚女子路德对拿俄米说。
Then Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi.
你不觉得很稀奇吗？
Isn't it interesting?
这个亲戚是拿俄米的亲戚。
This kinsman or relative is of Naomi.
如果你想知道拿俄米亲戚的故事，应该是拿俄米开始告诉路德什么。
If you want to know the story of the relative of Naomi, it should be Naomi who spoke to Ruth.
拿俄米一直生长在迦南地。
Naomi grew up in the land of Canaan.
所以当然应该拿俄米告诉路德你要怎么做。
So Naomi ought to have told Ruth what you have to do.
结果稀奇得很。
But it's very interesting.
这里的主动是摩亚女子主动。
The Moabitess woman was the one that was more proactive.
所以圣经特别讲的摩亚女子。
So when the Bible talks about the Moabitess woman,
在迦南地有一个摩亚女子。
There was a Moabite woman.
是她主动对她婆婆说。
She said to her mother-in-law.
她 应该等到婆婆告诉她怎么说。
She should have waited for her mother-in-law to tell her what to do.
你明白吗？这是很自然的一件事。
It's very natural.
但是很明显的，路德做了一件事。
But very clearly, Ruth did something.
她主动对拿俄米说。
She, on her own will, did it.
容我往田间去。
Let me go to the field.
我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。
Glean among the ears of grain after one whose sight I may find favor.
拿俄米说：“女儿啊，你只管去。”
And she said to her, "Go, my daughter."
你知道这个故事的背后是讲什么？
Now, what is the story speaking about?
为什么路德他说容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗？
Why does it say, "Please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain"?
他怎么会想到这个方法？
How did she understand such a process?
他怎么知道说拾取麦穗还能够维持他的生活？
So how does she know that if she gleaned in the fields, then she will be able to survive?
所以这句话的背后就告诉我们许多路德的故事。
So this phrase or this portion tells us about the background of Ruth.
路德虽然是外邦的女子，
even though Ruth was a Gentile woman,
但是她明白神的话，
but she understood the word of God.
尤其是摩西五经，
especially the five books of Moses.
你明白吗？
You understand?
因为她受神的教导，
because she was taught by God.
所以现在很清楚。
So now it's very clear.
按理来讲，应该她婆婆告诉她怎么做。
It should have been her mother-in-law who told her how to do things.
现在她读神的话，
but now when she read the word of God,
她知道应该怎么做。
She knew what to do.
这怎么回事呢？
What is it?
你读摩西五经的时候，
when you read it,
我暂且不告诉你在什么地方。
I won't tell you where it is.
你们回去把它找出来。
If you find this portion,
那在旧约圣经里面，
in the Old Testament,
主神明明对于农场的主人说，
God told the farm owners,
你们割麦子的时候，
when you harvest the sheaves,
你们不要通通割尽了。
Don't cut off all of the barley. Don't cut everything cleanly and harvest everything.
你要留下一点。
You should leave some.
让那些寄居的。
Those who are sojourners.
让那些寡妇。
Those widows.
让那些贫穷人。
Those poor people.
他们可以拾取一些的麦穗。
They can take up some of the glean some of the fields.
你这是丰收没有错。
This is a wonderful harvest.
但在这么大丰收，总有一些剩下的嘛。
But amongst this harvest that you have, you should have some leftovers.
总有一些零头，剩下零零碎碎的嘛。
There are some leftovers.
你不要把这个都拿走了。
Don't even take out the leftovers.
因为你们中间有寄居的。
Because there are sojourners among you.
你们中间有贫穷。
There are poor among you.
你们中间有寡妇的。
There are widows among you.
那这个时候呢，在你们丰收以后，
so now after your great harvest,
他们就可以来拾取麦穗。
Then they can glean in your fields.
所以明白吗？
So you understand that?
路德怎么知道要到田间去来拾取麦穗？
How did Ruth know that she needed to glean in the fields?
而且在谁的身后拾取麦穗？
And to glean after whom?
那谁？在那谁在那里做工？
So who was there working?
那些人把那些麦穗绑成一捆一捆的。
So people were bundling up all of that they collected.
你跟着他们。
You follow them.
那结果呢？如果你蒙谁的恩典的话。
So if you find favor in someone's eyes.
那么你就能够捡取一点麦穗。
Then you can pick up some.
剩下完全剩下的。
It's all leftovers.
那么这样你就能够生活。
Then you can live.
请记得
Remember,
这就是在迦南美地生活的秘诀。
This is a secret to live in the land of Canaan.
你信主之后你怎么过日子？
After you believe in the Lord Jesus, how do you live your life first?
只有神的话告诉你怎么过日子。
Only the word of God tells you how to live.
所以什么时候你支取神的话？
So whenever you receive from the word of God,
你不光知道有这么一段话。
You not only know that this is such a word.
这段话是对那些农场主人说的。
This word was to those who are farm owners.
这句话也是对读圣经的人。
If also for those that read the Bible.
好，现在问题来了。
Now the question is this.
你能不能支取这些话？
Can you apportion words from the Bible?
你能不能应用这些话？
Can you use these words?
不过有个条件的。
But there is a condition.
这些麦穗。
These loaves
是为着寄居的
is this for the sojourners?
是为着贫穷的
for the poor.
是为着寡妇的
is for the widows.
你要承认你是寄居的。
You have to confess that you are a sojourner.
路德当然是寄居的。
Of course, Ruth was a sojourner.
你要承认你是贫穷的。
You have to confess you're poor.
你看她和婆婆什么也没有。
You see that Ruth and her mother-in-law had nothing.
一点都不错。
It's true.
你要承认你是个寡妇。
You have to confess you're a widow.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
一个人很不容易承认自己是贫穷的。
It's hard for someone to confess they're poor.
一个人很难承认自己是寡妇。 是寄居。
It's hard for someone to confess they are widows and they are sojourners.
所以请记得。
Remember.
路德所以能够想起要跟着别人的后面是去麦穗。
So Ruth to be able to glean in the field after someone.
因为神的话做了她的向导。
Because the word of God became her guide.
她是根据神的话来活着。
She lived according to the word of God.
现在她要支取神的话。
Now she wants to apportion from the word of God.
有一个条件。
There is a condition.
她要把自己放在穷人的位置。
She has to place herself in the place of a poor person, a place of a widow,
a
place of a sojourner.
请记得
Remember,
你要把自己放在零的地位上
You have to put yourself in the position of zero.
当你觉得我一无所有的时候
When you think you have absolutely nothing,
这就是我们蒙恩的时候
This is when we receive grace.
所以在八福里面第一个福邻里贫穷的有福了因为天国就是他们
So in the Beatitudes, the first blessing is the blessed who are poor in the spirit because the kingdom of heaven is there.
你看见你要明白那句话
For you to understand that phrase,
你需要路德记来做他的解释
Yeah, you need to use Ruth to be its explanation.
路德就是邻里贫穷的
Ruth